This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. On November 20th, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette will celebrate the first issue of the Arkansas Gazette, the oldest newspaper west of the Mississippi. In the coming months, the newspaper is planning to share stories about the Gazette's history, as well as reprints of Gazette pages throughout the years. The milestone is the topic of discussion in this week's conversation between the Democrat Gazette's political columnist John Brummett and Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics. During their conversation, Roby asked John if he could imagine what the paper was like in its early days.
The Arkansas Gazette was founded in 1819 by William Woodruff, a newspaper apprentice. So this is the 200th year anniversary, but in 1991. It was purchased by Walter Hussman, the Democrat, who some would say absorbed it, and it still lives in part, and others would say it ended on that date. But this being the 200th year, Mr. Hussman is meeting his community and journalistic responsibility to celebrate it. And and we're going to have pages from the past. We're going to have a big dinner. We're going to have all sorts of things. Now, your question, can I imagine? This William Woodruff, I never thought much about him until I read it yesterday. And that's one thing that commemorations can do. They can re-educate us or educate us anew. A young newspaper apprentice, not necessarily educated, but apprenticeship as which, in the newspaper business. Not that he was uneducated, I'm just saying that that was a day of apprenticeship. He said, here's where I can go. There's this new Arkansas territory. I'm going to go over here and start the first newspaper west of the Mississippi. And wading up the swamps and the bottoms and in his boats and forming something in a semi-wild, if not three-quarters wild, outpost called Arkansas Post, the short-term capital of this new territory. What a story.
Yeah.
What an adventurous spirit.
I wonder where they got printer paper back then.
Yeah, well, they had people had to be as adventurous as he to get it there.
Yeah,
and there's some of this thing I read yesterday. It was inconsistent, let us say, getting his supplies and his resources to publish. Initially, publishing a weekly, it is the longest surviving business in Arkansas. I mean, from 1819, 17 years before we were a state, when we were just a territory, and you could say it still survives even today if you accept that the purchase was a merger.
Well, let's talk about that, because you were around during the big newspaper wars.
I was
too, but I was just kind of really inching into adult life at that time, out of college.
And you're still trying to get into it.
I am still trying to find my way through adulthood here. But why do you think the Democrat won the war with the Gazette? What's your perspective?
Boy, it's a tough subject.
I know it is.
Because it's a tough subject for old Gazette hands, but I jumped off the sinking ship with a year to go, and by the end time at the end, I was writing contract columns for Mr. Hussman. It ended because the Pattersons, who owned the Gazette, found it necessary in the new market, or advisable in the new market, to sell. They sold to Gannett, and Gannett then proceeded to lose any sort of local franchise, being a chain, to sort of trivialize the paper in the minds of many. So that, on one hand, that's happening. On the other, it's not because he pays me every 2 weeks or the direct deposit, but this Hussman is some kind of businessman. Mm-hmm. You know, His costs were half what Gannett was spending here. He paid less. His people worked harder. They worked on improvised equipment that they kept running just by wiring it together. And in the end, and then advertising, he developed better relationships with, say, Dillard's. Mm-hmm. Than the Gazette did, and in the end, Gannett said, "We're losing too much money, and this guy's not going away." That's what happened. A local businessman with talent and sort of a nerve and some guts managed
took some risks.
Took some risks. I mean, there had to be days when they said, "It's over." I mean, we're going against the biggest newspaper chain in the country, so that's why. And then later. He went to, he didn't go to war, found himself at war in Northwest Arkansas with the Stevenses, who decided to take him on. How'd that turn out? Well, he's up there. But now, and you may be segueing to this, I don't know.
But it's okay.
Now, he's in maybe, this is the third fight of his life, which is the decline of the newspaper, the paper, print newspaper industry nationwide. He is surviving in a more healthy way than most, nearly all papers of this size are pitiful, and particularly if they're chain-owned, as most of them are. He has survived more, partly by being one of the first to insist on online pay. And now, he's going to take his last, he's older than I am, he's got to be late 60s.
We don't talk about age at a certain point, John.
Okay.
You're not there yet, but we're close.
Yeah, he's decided at this stage in life he's going to go to battle again. And he is going, because he could sell this thing and go away and live out in wherever that golf course is, Pebble Beach, is that where that is? I mean, he could. But he's going to go to war again on two fronts. He's going to try to save the print product to the extent that he can, and in areas where it's no longer advisable to invest in the newsprint and the cost of distribution, he's buying millions of dollars worth of iPads, and he's going around the state to civic clubs saying, here, read it right here, and we'll show you how to do it. Nobody else in the country is doing that, and it's an exciting business story.
Yeah.
We'll see how it
plays out.
We'll see how it turns out.
I'm a little skeptical.
Well, of course you're skeptical, but I bet you were skeptical. People were skeptical that he was going to beat Gannett, you know?
Right.
So we'll see. But his model is, let's draw in our print's distribution. It's very expensive. You know, the paper is expensive, the newsprint's expensive, the fuel's expensive, the trucks are expensive. Let's draw that in. Let's emphasize a manageable market in Central Arkansas, and then let's try to convert as much as we can to this digital age to maintain a presence in that. Nope, as he said in the paper, nobody else is following me on this. We're out here the only ones doing it. And it's sort of an exciting business thing to watch, particularly if you're in the middle of it.
Yeah,
as I sort
you're
of am.
In the middle of it.
That was John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can hear more from this conversation at talkbusiness.net.